Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is the latest movie from comedian Tina Fey and directors Glenn Ficarra and John Requa, who brought us I Love You, Philip Morris and Bad Santa. There is so much that can be discussed about this film, not the least of which is that I think it should be in the running for next year's Oscars. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is based on a memoir by Chicago Tribune journalist Kim Barker entitled The Taliban Shuffle, Strange Days in Afghanistan and Pakistan, 2004 to 2009. In her memoir, Barker recounts her experiences as a journalist assigned to cover the war in Afghanistan and events in Pakistan at a time when the focus was on Iraq. While Barker spent time in both Pakistan and Afghanistan and was a print journalist, the film combines the events of the two locations into just Afghanistan, and her movie persona is a TV producer. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is a many-faceted chronicle of the lives of the war journalists. The viewer is privy to the often gruesome events in battle, the quick and fast friendships that develop between journalists that last only until a new story is up for grabs, and the incredible partying that goes on to relieve the stress. The film, however, doesn't stop there. Despite being billed as a comedy, serious issues are dealt with, such as the addictiveness of the adrenaline rush experienced by people in this type of situation, and the sometimes steep cost incurred by the journalist as they fight for their stories and dive headlong into covering them. Screenwriter Robert Carlock deserves kudos for delving into these topics and more in a very meaningful way, showing how harrowing and gut-wrenching war can be while beautifully adding the spice of comedic elements. These are not superfluous elements, but rather the type of comedy that would have to occur in real life to keep the tension and tragedy from becoming overwhelming. These often laugh-out-loud moments provide the same release for the viewer. Most importantly, Carlock does all this while at the same time showing the utmost respect and compassion for what our troops did and continue to do. Tina Fey as Kim Barker is as wonderful as her fans would expect. This film follows hard on the heels of Sisters, her comedic romp with Amy Poehler. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, however, is a welcome departure for Fey, allowing her to show us her always outstanding comedic talents and her equally captivating dramatic ability as well. Martin Freeman as Ian McDelpy, another journalist and good friend, does a great job and is very different from his Sherlock character, John Watson. Alfred Molina, as the true-to-life, slimy government official determined to have Kim Barker, is a gem, perfectly balancing the slime factor with the respectability of a man in his position. Billy Bob Thornton also nails his role as the war-worn, crusty General Halenik. My personal favorite, however, is Christopher Abbott as Fahim Ahmadze, Kim Barker's translator. He is able to communicate his feelings so clearly just through his facial expressions, and he and Fey at times connect with each other so strongly that the chemistry is palpable, even when not a word is spoken. About the only negative thing to be said about the film is that there was some lack of attention to detail in terms of some of the military footage used. Some helos are in the film that didn't exist during the film's time period. There are also some inconsistencies with military ranks and dress code. Most of these aren't even noticeable, and they certainly don't detract from the film in any way, making Whiskey Tango Foxtrot an almost flawless film with an exceedingly satisfying ending. Every piece of the film, the screenplay, directing, acting, cinematography, and soundtrack, fit together perfectly and enhance each other throughout. As I said at the beginning, there is much to discuss about this film, and I've only scratched the surface, so just know this is a film well worth the price. It is a real treat. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is rated R for pervasive language, some sexual content, drug use, and violent war images, and is a very enjoyable 112 minutes in length. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.